Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Tuesday, January 11, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it's all over. Yep, CES, it has come to an end. 2011 CES apparently has been a tremendous success, or at least according to CES, attendance is actually up from last year. 126,000 people came through its doors last year. This year saw about 140,000 people, and they're already planning next year's event. That's right, 2012 is going to be January 10th through the 13th, so we're all excited about that right now. The only problem is we just don't know how many of the products that were at CES this year are going to be a success. There was, however, one product at CES that was, well, probably at least will be a success, which is the Motorola Zoom tablet. One of the best things to actually come out of this year's CES with all its range of tablets. And among having an accelerometer in this thing, it's also going to have a barometer. A barometer? In a tablet? You gotta be kidding me. Yep. It's gonna be able to measure the pressure in the atmosphere. Ha ha! Can your iPad do that? I don't think so. RIM has confirmed that, yes, indeed, they are working on dual-core phones. Now, there was a lot of speculation over at CES saying, you know, guys, hello, do you guys make phones anymore? You're only focusing on the Playbook tablet. They're working on dual-core BlackBerry phones as we speak, but the main issue was battery life. Yeah, they can't seem to get it to go over 3 hours, which is pretty bad. That's why you didn't see any at CES. That's why they focused on the Playbook. Now, as far as the Playbook is concerned, RIM, I just have to wonder, is it too little? Too late? Well, if you're a T-Mobile customer over in the UK, you better listen up. Starting February 1st, T-Mobile is reducing its data allowance for its smartphones. You used to get 1 gigabyte. Now you're only going to get 500 megabytes. Oh, thank you so much, T-Mobile. That's just wonderful. Apparently, they're saying basically no to mobile video. They don't want you to have mobile video on your phone. They want you to keep that at home on your home broadband. So, yeah, T-Mobile, that's just wonderful. God knows these days we aren't using that much data on our mobile phones. Haha. And speaking of mobile phones, and for all of our U.S. listeners of BagelTech News, it looks to be probably going to happen. The iPhone coming to Verizon. Now, we're going to have all the details, all the juicy ones at least, for you tomorrow when the thing is finally launched. Not expecting a new iPhone, but because I would pretty much think Apple would be doing that, not Verizon. The only biggest question I have to say right now is it going to come in red? Remains to be seen. Speaking of the iPhone 3G has been hacked. Yep, it's been hacked with Android 2.3 Gingerbread. Yeah, there's a video actually over there at YouTube right now showing this thing running on the iPhone 3G, and it's not running very smooth at all. In fact, it's pretty clunky. But the folks over at iDroid have managed to get 2.3 on the iPhone platform. So, if you want to void your warranty by jailbreaking your iPhone, and you want to piss Steve Jobs off in the process, then by all means, have fun. Ah, the Boxy Box. Yep, you remember that box that was issued way back in November of 2010? Well, it got a firmware update, and then it got pulled. Yeah, lovely. According to the CEO for a Boxy, they were going to get Netflix and Vudu on the thing, and it was coming very, very shortly. Well, that got pulled. They did, however, fix 812 bug fixes, which is nice because the Boxy Box was full of them. Oh, I had such high hopes for this little box. Unfortunately, this thing has just really crashed and burned. Well, if you were skeptical about the Sony PlayStation phone actually existing, you cannot deny it now. No, there is a video on over at YouTube showing actual gameplay on the PlayStation phone, and it looks really, really good. Now, there is some speculation that the thing is being run through an emulator right now, so perhaps the software not really tweaked enough quite yet to be running games. However, though, I have a feeling we're going to be seeing this thing this year, and I think it's going to take the smartphone market by storm. So what do you do when your tablet or smartphone battery dies and you need your Angry Birds fix? Well, this is what you do. You get the Angry Birds Knock on Wood board game. Yep. Angry Birds has a board game now. It has 4 pigs, 56 cards, 14 blocks, and a slingshot launcher to get those birds and kill those pigs. Now, the thing is made by Mattel. It's shipping this May for $15. If you're an addict like I am for Angry Birds, then this is a must-have. And finally, according to a professor at King's College Dental Institute, he's saying that if you put a noise cancellation device in the dental drills, you know that sound that goes zzz, he's saying that that sound is what makes people fear the dentist. So by putting a cancellation device or a noise cancellation device in the thing, we won't fear them anymore. Really, Professor? You know, I have to say, I never ever really fear about going to the dentist, other than the needles, of course. The only thing I fear is getting the bill when I'm done. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can also find us on our network website at bageltechnews.com. You can also find us on YouTube, Vimeo, and Twitter at bageltechnews. Now, I'll be back with you tomorrow to get you caught up on what's happening in technology news. So until then, I hope you have a great day, and thanks for listening.